Well, this is a study, a prospective randomized controlled trial in 350 patients with COPD who on either maximum triple inhaled therapy or were on dual therapy with LABA-LAMA or LABA or LAMA plus ICS. There's a multi-center trial overall, and it followed patients out to 52 weeks looking at the development of a moderate or severe exacerbation. Patients that were enrolled in the study, the entry criteria besides 10 pack years history of smoking, they either had two moderate or one severe exacerbation in the previous year. And as you can see from this slide, the primary endpoint was negative. The time to moderate or severe exacerbation, although it was nominally less than the group that received ipatikimab, it wasn't statistically or clinically meaningful different. However, this difference that is seen in the total group was entirely driven by the subgroup of patients that was in pre-specified indicator who were former smokers. These patients had about a 43% prolongation in the time to the next exacerbation who received ipatikimab compared to those who received placebo. But as you can see in those who were current smokers in this study, there was no significant benefit at all.